The capacity to dissolve darkness. Or we could say the capacity to love. Or the capacity to heal relationships. It's all the same. In this video, I would like to introduce an advanced method of healing relationships. And this healing, this kind of healing, is just happening alone. So you don't need the other person. My usual work is basically healing relationships by dialogue, by exchanging our states. But in certain circumstances, this direct dialogue is not possible. For example, if the other person is dead, if he or she has no body anymore, or if the other person is mentally ill and is not able or not willing to communicate, or if the other person is even a criminal and has absolutely no interest in peace and exchange and dialogue. So these are just examples where the normal, usual way is not possible. So we need a more advanced way to dissolve that. So let's say there's a person who creates trouble in your life, who creates suffering, and you have tried to get into contact to solve this by dialogue, and it is not possible. What we want to dissolve is always something that is between us. So in the East, the people have called it karma. It's a kind of entanglement with states, with other persons, with suffering. So what is needed is something that allows us to dissolve this structure without the cooperation of the other person. And this is what I would like to describe in this video. If there's a conflict, if there is something from which we suffer, the first thing to realize is that this suffering is happening only inside of us, within our aura. So everything that we experience is within us. It is not possible to experience something out of ourselves. This is not possible. So the suffering that is being created from or by another person is always something which happens inside of us. So the state from which we suffer from happens inside of us. It has nothing to do with the outside. But what we do is we project it to the object. So it looks like as if the cause, as if the root cause is the other person, and this person has to be destroyed, or we have to fight against something on the outside. But it is not outside. It is always inside of us. So this is the first thing, very important thing to understand. Everything is a state within us, within ourselves. So we actually don't want to do something with the person. We actually want to transcend or dissolve this state, the suffering which happens inside of us. Now, to be able to dissolve something like that, you need a certain capacity to open your heart, to be within your heart. You cannot dissolve that with your mind, and you cannot dissolve that with your body. This, what I'm talking about, happens in the heart, in this area. So the more consciousness you have here, the more awareness and experience you have in this area of your system, the better is your capacity or your chance or your possibility to dissolve this kind of suffering. So instead of running away and going into the mind and thinking about what we do with the object or with the person, we go back and start feeling the suffering from here. So we open for the suffering, and maybe it's necessary to think for a few minutes of this person. And if we do that, the whole stuff comes up. And now we don't do anything with it. We just let it be here. And first we try to accept it. And then we start to love this state. So this sounds absolutely crazy, but it is possible. You start loving this suffering. And also this happens here. The experience is here, and the loving also comes from here. At the beginning, it seems that the state that is aroused, the state that is activated, is much, much bigger than the capability to love. But if you really trust that, if you really be stubborn and stay with it and try to love this from the heart, you will see that more and more the space gets bigger and the suffering gets smaller. So at the beginning, the suffering is here, is like that big, and the capacity to love is almost not existent. And if you move the focus to the capacity to love from your heart and stay with it, then it goes like that. And soon you will see that your heart is infinitely larger and bigger than all suffering that is possible. And if that happens, you have transcended this, you have dissolved it. It disappears completely, and it's even more, you enter a state of ecstasy for a short time, because this unresolved suffering, your life force is blocked there. And if you work like that, this part of your life force gets free. So it flows freely through your system, and you may be changing from depression and deep suffering into ecstasy and start dancing. So this is possible. I do this video because this is something that it happened last night. I was attacked, let's say, call it like that, by evil forces. And this night I felt the capacity to dissolve it, and it took me about 1 hour, and then it was gone. The capacity to dissolve darkness and to love is determined by the love you have experienced in your life, in your childhood. The more experience you have with deep connections, with relationships, with interactions, with emotions, the more your capacity grows. And as soon as you have experienced the power that comes with that, then your capacity of dissolving dark structures grows more and more. So with every step like that, your capacity grows, and you get more and more free from dark structures and from the possibility of being attacked. And then if it is dissolved, you see the other person not as an enemy anymore. It's impossible. It just completely disappears. You can see that person only as a friend, because everything inside of you is dissolved.